Hi, everybody. Well, you don't have to decide whether or not to take my course, because pretty much you have to. But I thought I'd introduce you a little bit to what we're going to do this year to the IPE. There are a bunch of different things we're designing into the simulation. Those of you who are second years will know, those of you first years may not, that we shut down the school for 3 days at the beginning of the term and do this policy simulation. This year, what we're going to do is divide the school into three tracks. Well, you'll be placed randomly in one of three tracks, and each track will be running the same simulation, but you'll do it independently of each other. And we will, on the third day, then compare your results and talk about why you've come up with the same or a different legislative solution, or perhaps no legislative solution at all. What we're going to be looking at is comprehensive immigration reform. And those of you who might think back to 2005, 2006, 2007 may remember immigration marches in many of our big cities, and two attempts by the Senate to pass a bill. Both attempts failed because could not get to the floor because not enough votes could be pulled together for a bill. That was in a Republican-dominated Congress. This year, we're going to try to rerun it with a democratically controlled Senate. We will have committee hearings. Three of the three committees that are most involved with immigration reform, the Judiciary Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, and the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Each committee will have different parts of the legislation to consider. Then you'll try to put it all together and get to a bill that can be voted on and passed at the end. There are lots of different twists to this. I imagine we've designed opportunities for the bills to be quite different when they turn out. And so part of the story will be to see how you mix and match the different provisions in the bill and the different possible coalitions to work something out. Or, you know, as we've seen from previous history, it's very possible that something won't work out. But I'm hoping to spend a good chunk of time at the end of the simulation to then talk about why the results came out as they would, and to give you a chance to interact with policymakers who are really involved with the subject of immigration to help you think through why your simulations worked out the way they did and how well they might track future immigration reform. Timing is really good for this. President Obama originally hoped to get immigration through before the midterm election. I think it's pretty clear that's not going to happen. So we are really sort of setting the table and seeing what might happen for something in the next 2 or 3 years. So thank you. Thanks to all of you who filled out the survey we sent around last week, signing up for fall workshops on immigration. I'll see about half of you here tomorrow for the first immigration workshop. Dinner's provided, 5:30 to 7. And then we'll be coming back to you to get your preferences for the kinds of senators or issues you might like to represent during the simulation, and other background information, news stories, movies you might watch over break to get into the topic and things like that. See you soon.